Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Now, Face Up to Cancer is a new fundraising campaign which sees three of Ireland's leading charities come together to ask people to upload their selfies in support of cancer research and other supports. And it's hoped that thousands of photographs will be collected to create a series of portraits showing the faces of people that have been affected by cancer. Well, one of those faces is Conor Ferguson, the husband of much-loved journalist and RTÉ presenter Kieran Shanley, who, as you know, sadly died from cancer in early 2020. And Conor is back with me here. And Conor, when you walked in, we were trying to figure out when you were here last. It was when the documentary was on.
The documentary just came out, 2021. I think it was October. And I mean, that was the reaction to the documentary was just unbelievable.
Yeah, the reaction before the documentary, when the documentary was on, and then afterwards, it was just a really moving piece of work, I think, and really personal to you and the family.
It sure was, and we were kind of, I suppose, it was such a wave of love and affection and encouragement from people after that, that it was a great way. I suppose not everybody can do it, but it was an amazing way, I suppose, for me and the kids to kind of process some of our grief.
Mm-hmm. How have you been since?
Pretty good. The kids have been great. You know, they're both doing well in school, and Lucy's playing electric guitar. She's got a bass and she's dyeing her hair red. And
great.
She's probably mortified that I'm saying these things. Ben's got really into rugby, so they're doing really well. Like, Keelan would be so proud of how they've turned out. And she takes, obviously, larger responsibility for that, I think, than I do.
It's funny, you've just jogged a memory for me. I remember Kieran saying that one of the happiest times of her life, and people know about her fabulous career, but one of the happiest times of her life was when she was on maternity leave.
Yeah, she loved it. You know, motherhood didn't come easy to her, I suppose. It took us a while for everything to work out, but when it did work out, she wanted to spend as much time as she could with the kids. Just in those key early years to set them up, I suppose. And I think that has paid a dividend for all of us.
So now, having gone through all of that and the documentary and talking about Kieran, and I know how difficult that is to do, you're now part of this campaign. Why are you taking yourself back into it? Why is it important for you to do that?
Well, I mean, I suppose I do kind of regard myself as Kieran's representative on Earth, you know.
It's a big job.
And it's her face rather than my face that will be part of this campaign. But I suppose I used to be at home listening to items like this on the radio, but before Kieran was diagnosed, and listening to people who've been bereaved or people who are affected by all sorts of diseases or afflictions. And I used to go, oh my God, it's so depressing. You know, why am I listening to this? You know, or you might change channel or just hope it would end soon. You know, and then suddenly I was one of those people myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just really, really important to represent that, I suppose, represent the experience of somebody who's been impacted by cancer. I didn't get cancer myself, but, you know, it certainly turned my life and my children's lives upside down.
Mm-hmm.
But we've come out the other side, you know, and I suppose, you know, part of the reason I want to represent that journey as well of, you know, there is life after cancer. But the figures are really kind of really scary, you know, like it's 42,000 new cases of cancer every day. One in two people alive today will get cancer. So you can't really run away from those numbers.
Mm-hmm. It's there. And, you know, we should say, I think you've touched on this, that the survival rates now are really good. And for a lot of people, they'll come through that and their life might be changed afterwards. But they'll be here and they will be well, we hope. And this is all about helping to remove the stigma, really, isn't it? As well as raising money for research. And can you talk to me about that and what you experienced yourself when it came to the stigma around it and talking about it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm quite a private sort of person. So, you know, I didn't really want, you know, when Kieran was ill, I didn't really want to be bothering people with how I was feeling about the situation. You know, it was all about her because, you know, it was much worse for her, obviously. But looking back now, I kind of realised that I should have talk to people, you know, that by talking about it, it takes some of the fear out of it and the loneliness out of it.
Mm-hmm. But as well as that, when you are the person, I don't know if you can answer this question, but when you are the person who is going through it, how comfortable are you talking about it? I don't know.
Yeah, no, I wasn't comfortable talking about it.
But was Keelan?
Keelan, she wasn't really that comfortable talking about it either, you know. But I think, you know, I think she would, I know she would be on board with this campaign because this is about encouraging people to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's trying to raise awareness and trying to be open about cancer. And as I say, like, there are lots of positive stories around cancer. There are lots of amazing treatments being developed and incredible research and incredible support services. And, you know, I think we need to support that in any way we can.
Because I know when Keelan was going through it, it was really important, wasn't it, for her to keep coming in here and keep working and keep going. And I wonder if you have that desire to keep working, do you then try to minimise the impact that the cancer and the treatment is having on you because you want to appear to be, I'm fine, I'm getting on with it, I'm still going?
Yeah, I definitely think that, you know, Keelan, she was a very sort of forward moving kind of person. And so I think she probably, I mean, I'm analysing my wife here, but I think she didn't, you know, she felt like I need to just power through. And the more I sort of tell people about this, the more I will be kind of defined by the cancer. And I don't want to just be seen as somebody who was sick, you know, because mm-hmm. nothing changed about her while she was sick. She was still funny and a brilliant mother and loving and good at organising the house, even from her bed.
How's that going for you now?
Well, I'm not as good at that sort of lark. I've got stuff done, but there's still a few boxes, a lot of pictures that need hanging. There's still a lot of stuff that needs doing, but. But, you know, the kids are of an age where they help out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we're muddling through.
Yeah, you find new ways of doing things. Do you feel defined by cancer?
No, I don't. I don't. I mean, I went back to college and I did an MA in screenwriting last year. And I got my results on Friday and I was very happy with that.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks. So I felt I need to do something. I need to live on. I need to prove to Keelan that I'm still alive and that I'm doing stuff. So that's kind of, that was an interesting challenge, you know.
Just to change your own story a bit, really? Is that, and to sort of have that propelling motion in your life that you are living and you're here and you're doing things?
Yeah, well, you can't give up. And, you know, I think I would have been ashamed, I suppose, to not live a full life, the one that Keelan didn't get to live. You know, I think there is a sort of responsibility to have those experiences and to try and be positive and not just give in to grief or whatever.
Mm-hmm. A big part of this campaign as well is to raise money for research into cancer, and that was hugely important for her. Even before she had her diagnosis, she was doing work on cancer research and new developments
and
treatments.
You know, she came from a scientific background. She studied science in college, and she was always interested in scientific stories. And I suppose cancer, in particular, I mean, it's the number one killer in Ireland. So it was high on the agenda, and she was kind of already interested in it. And then when she got it, she was still kind of really interested in it. She didn't want to block her ears and, you know, go under the blanket.
Mm-hmm.
She did her own research. Now, not Dr. Google, but, you know, if she was in discussion with her oncologist about certain treatments, she'd go and look that up and sort of figure out if she thought it might be right for her. And she often would find other treatments and she'd discuss them with the oncologist. She wasn't looking for a miracle cure. But she did want to take some ownership, I suppose, of her illness.
So was that part of the reason why you felt this was the right campaign for you to get involved in? Because it was linked to the research side?
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, the heroes of cancer, they've made beautiful short films that are on faceuptocancer.ie about various people, including Keelan. but also about, you know, people who are working in medical research, you know, looking for cancer cures. And it's fascinating stuff, you know. Now, it's not stuff I immerse myself in regularly. I still don't really want to know about it. But when you know, hear about a campaign like this, it's very hard not to kind of, you know, get on board with it.
Why don't you want to know about it?
I suppose I don't want to think what happens if somebody else in my close circle gets it, including me.
And has to go through what you saw. I can completely understand that. So what do we have to do for this campaign?
So it's a really nice campaign. It's really kind of positive. They want people to go to the website faceuptocancer.ie and upload a selfie, make a donation, and then those selfies will all go towards making these like photographic mosaics of the various heroes of cancer that have been nominated for the campaign. Also, when you'll get your selfie back in a kind of a framed digital frame that you can then post to your social media. So we wanted to like grow the story as much as possible. We wanted to get as many people involved as possible. And the great thing is you can make as many donations as you want and post a different selfie each time. So it could be you, it could be somebody you love, it could be somebody you've lost. You know, I think it's a really nice way to just add support to this campaign.
Mm. And just about everybody in Ireland has been affected by cancer, haven't they? You know, we took a picture there together. We've been affected by cancer, you know, probably in very different ways. But, you know, I think if anyone sat down for a moment and thought about it, of course they know somebody who's been affected by cancer, or they know somebody who knows somebody who was affected by cancer.
Yeah.
And it's also like taking part in a mass work of art as well, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, it's a beautiful idea. But it's difficult to explain on the radio. So hopefully people just go to faceuptocancer.ie and get all the info there, because I think it is nice. And it is, these are vital funds that we're hoping to raise.
Absolutely. And it'll be all over social media. People will find it in lots of different places and make whatever donation you can. It's faceuptocancer.ie. Thank you so much for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you, Claire.
Great to see you again.
Thanks
and
very much.
All the best to you and to the two guys as well. That's Conor Ferguson. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.